Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build in behind yesterday's unsettled weather, and we are enjoying mostly sunny skies today. After a relatively cool start, temperatures are warming nicely, and afternoon highs across the region with mostly sunny skies should make it into the lower to mid-70s on average. Mostly clear tonight for a while, then some clouds will start to move in towards sunrise tomorrow with lows back into the lower and middle 50s. Another disturbance will pivot through the Great Lakes and into the region on Thursday. Right now, it looks like most of the energy from this system will lift north into Canada. However, a cold front will still approach during the afternoon, and skies will become mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers, and with enough energy, perhaps one or two scattered thunderstorms. The best chance of rain on Thursday will be north of I-90 toward the Canadian border, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Another area of high pressure will build in behind this system on Friday, but only lasts for one day. Skies will be mostly sunny to finish up the work week with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Another front will approach on Friday night and last into the day on Saturday before it moves through, so we'll continue with the chance of at least a few showers to start the weekend and highs in the upper 70s. We'll clear it out again with mostly sunny skies on Sunday, which will last into Monday. Highs in the lower 70s before we introduce another chance of showers and thunderstorms for the day on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms continue across parts of northern Arizona due to a mixture of abundant moisture and a potent upper-level storm. Localized heavy rainfall and flash flooding will be possible in a large part of Arizona today and will be most likely in central parts of the state. The Weather Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of flash flooding and excessive rainfall through tonight. Meanwhile, a stalled front in the vicinity of Oklahoma and Arkansas will continue to be the focus for slow-moving showers and storms today. Flash flooding will be possible, and flash flood watches have been issued for portions of these two states. In the tropical Atlantic, post-tropical cyclone Jerry is moving northeast and is expected to pass to the north of Bermuda by this evening. Karen passed over Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands with heavy rain and wind yesterday and will move away from the island today to the north. And Lorenzo is way out in the eastern Atlantic but is expected to continue to intensify and could be a major hurricane before the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 18 at Harbison Meadow, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and windy with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 68 degrees. The average low, 48. The record high, 91, set in 2017. And the record low, 29, in 1963. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:48 p.m. 12 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, pleasant today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the lower 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, mid-70s. Mostly sunny Friday, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a chance of showers on Saturday in the upper 70s. Mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, lower 70s. And a mix of sun and clouds with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm Tuesday, highs back into the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.